You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Linda Bordoni. The Vatican's Financial Intelligence Authority revealed on Monday that it has recorded an increased number of suspicious financial transactions being reported in its monitoring of the financial activities of the IOR, the Istituto per le Opere di Religione, or Vatican Bank. The so-called AIF, IFE, was releasing its annual report at a press conference in the Vatican. Authority Director René Brulard explained that 2013 has been a year with substantial improvements and positive developments regarding the strengthening of a well-functioning and sustainable system within the Holy See to fight money laundering and terrorism financing.
Suspicious transaction report is not evidence that something went wrong or there was a money laundering activity or any kind of illicit behavior. We're talking here about a certain suspicion, certain indicators a financial institution has that, for example, a transaction is not fully in line with the profile or certain information are missing or the clients are not willing to bring forward background information on certain transactions. So we are talking here about a suspicion, and it's then the work of a financial intelligence unit to analyze if this kind of suspicion is justified, to forward it to the promoter of justice for the opening of a penal investigation. If you look into the figures, in 2011 we had one, in 2012 we had six, in 2013 we had 202 so-called suspicious transaction reports or segnalazioni. So what does that mean? Does that mean that we have much more abusive or illicit activities within the Holy See? No, not at all. What it means is that the reporting system starts to work or works. In other words, there is much more awareness of potential activities, and you see it then in the figure regarding dissemination to the promoter of justice, where we had five cases we were forwarding to the promoter of justice in 2013. So it's really kind of an enhanced awareness of the involved financial institutions and authorities in that regard.
That was René Brulard, Director of the Holy See's Financial Intelligence for the Prevention and Countering of Money Laundering and Financing of Terrorism.